Mariah Peters singing Brave. All right, so what else did you come up with? We're working on coming up with ways that people with MS can take some matters into your own hand. You got to see the doctor. You got to work with them, no doubt about that. But what else can you do in the meantime? How about this one? If you have started already, stop smoking. Stop. Yeah, don't cut back, cut out. If you have not started, don't start. Don't start the smoking. Smoking cigarettes is one of three environmental factors that's strongly tied to multiple sclerosis risk. And continuing to smoke once a person has MS seems to increase the damage to the brain. And that according to research published in the journal Neurology. Researchers from the State University of New York at Buffalo compared the progression of MS in 240 people who had never smoked to 128 current and former smokers. And they conducted image scans of the people's brains over a course of up to 20 years. So we're talking again, 240 people who had never smoked, 128 people who were current or former smokers. As the people conducting the test discovered, there's a clear pattern of increased damage and atrophy, which is basically wasting away, in brain tissue among the smokers. It can be a hard thing to quit smoking, but a good healthcare provider will be able to connect you with a support system that can help you through the challenges of smoking cessation. And there will be cessation. There will be challenges because you're talking about the body having become addicted. Some of the stuff, including the nicotine, that is in cigarettes. And once the body gets used to that, the brain chemicals get used to it and all that kind of stuff. Oh, it can be a difficult time breaking away, but got to do it. Get some help. Even if all you do is let the brain, the expert just help you. Someone in the health expert field. Helping you. They can help you through the challenges of smoking cessation. Quite a few effective tools to help quit smoking, including the nicotine patches and counseling. If you tried to quit before and weren't successful, don't be discouraged. It might take multiple tries to quit smoking for good. Those of you who did quit smoking, whether you smoked for 20 years, whether you smoked for 10 years, whether you smoked for 3 years, if you had a difficult time smoking, what helped you finally make that move and just put that smoking down for good? Did you want to do it for your children? Did you want to do it for yourself? So that you could have better health? Well, an analysis of data from 473 adults who are living with MS showed a strong link between depression and sleep. We'll talk about that some more shortly. I want to whet your appetite. Back now to this whole issue of the smoking. You can ask your health expert, your healthcare provider, maybe even your physician who sees you on your regular basis. Maybe able to tell you some things about how to get into smoking cessation classes or courses. Smoking cessation. Where you say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to stop this. This is over. This is done. I'm not doing this anymore. It may take multiple tries to quit smoking for good. It can certainly work that way with people who are addicted to other drugs, too. So I'm certainly not going to downplay that, but I definitely want you to know, work. How else can people with MS You may feel like you're trapped in a vicious cycle. Stress actually worsens multiple sclerosis symptoms, but MS itself can be stressful. Stress management techniques like asking for help with certain tasks, learning how to prioritize, managing your team effectively, and doing deep breathing or relaxation exercises should all be on your to-do list. These techniques help with managing multiple sclerosis on a daily basis, according to Dr. Renzo. Beyond that, many people who have MS also battle depression. So you can help get stress under control, but don't be afraid to bring up any emotional challenges you're going through with your doctor. All right. How about this? We've looked at the fact that it's important, very important, muy importante, to get our vitamin D, move our bodies, stop smoking, pay attention to the kinds of food that we eat. What else needs to be done to help us with regards to managing stress so that we can better manage this, the MS itself? So many people who have MS also battle depression. Therapy and medication for depression and anxiety can also help you get stress . So, you're dealing with MS? Remember one of the things that I shared with you. Don't try to be strong by trying to ignore what's bothering you, just hoping that it'll go away. No, there are just a number of battles we are not intended to fight alone. We're supposed to be getting help. We're supposed to be calling someone alongside of us so that they can help us through whatever the issue is, disease, financial circumstances, whatever it is. When we need help, let's get help. All right, so manage stress so that the MS can be managed. Managed well, too, by the way. All right, so we talked about some items here. What have we not mentioned that we do hear quite often as being something that is important for our well-being? You got it. Going to bed on time. In fact, I should say going to sleep on time, because I know sometimes that can get a little tricky. You know, well, Carl said we should go to bed on time. And so I'm in bed by 10:30 each night. I dig where you're coming from, but here's the thing. Let me qualify by saying getting to sleep on time. Yeah, because if the person's going to go on and get into bed, you know, get that shower so that they know they're done for the night, they can just chill, knowing that when they're ready to call it a night, go to sleep, get that shut eye, they don't have to go brush the teeth, go shower, because they've already done all of that. And then they go to bed, but they stay up watching TV for 2 or 3 hours while they're in the bed. Now, it's not just about getting to bed on time. It's also about getting to sleep on time. That said, do you find that you often yawn throughout the day? Well, you're not alone. Research published in the journal Clinical Epidemiology shows that nearly half of people with multiple sclerosis also have sleep disturbances at night. Fatigue is a hallmark MS symptom, but researchers are only just learning more about the sleep problems that people with multiple sclerosis face. An analysis of data from 473 adults living with MS showed a strong link between depression and sleep problems. If you're depressed, getting treatment could help you sleep better, but you should also consider your sleep habits. Try developing a consistent bedtime and wake-up time, as well as a soothing bedtime ritual. Now, remember now, here's the key. This needs to be something that's soothing for you. It doesn't matter if 50 other people you know are soothed by it or not. The key is to make sure that it is soothing for you. So, one thing you can do is try developing that consistent bedtime and wake-up time. Sometimes people with MS experience leg pain and spasms. They may also be preventing restorative sleep. Let your doctor know if your multiple sclerosis management plan is not letting you get the sleep that you need, and your health care provider may be able to help you. All right, let's take a look at one more. Another thing that people with MS can do, and you will probably not be surprised by this, the step is to take care of your health in general. So multiple sclerosis may seem like the focal point of your life, but living with it can be more complicated if you also have diabetes, high blood pressure, or other chronic health conditions. Filthy people, physically, people who have MS do worse if they also have these conditions that can be rated related to lifestyle. Whatever, and I don't think I can overemphasize this, whatever you have in the power to do yourself that will benefit you, do that. Many of the healthy changes that you can make to help multiple sclerosis, such as exercising more and eating in a healthy way, can also help prevent or improve other health conditions. Make it a priority to check in with your doctor to ensure you're on top of it all. Your body will love you and thank you for it.